It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Monday, April 8th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Iowa will experience a partial solar eclipse this afternoon. How long it will last will depend on where you live. For the Charles City area, it will begin at about 12:47 this afternoon, peak around 2:01 p.m., and end by 3:15 p.m. About 81% of the sun will be obscured by the moon at the peak. However, our forecast calls for a mostly cloudy sky for the region today. You'll have better luck in southern Iowa, where skies could be mostly sunny. Despite more rainfall, drought conditions remain unchanged across a good portion of northeast Iowa, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa. Based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, April 2nd, all of Floyd County and the vast majority of Chickasaw County remain in D3 or extreme drought. Also in extreme drought, over three-quarters of Bremer County, the southwest half of Fayette County, southern half of Mitchell County, southwest third of Howard County, plus eastern two-thirds of Blackhawk, eastern third of Cerro Gordo, and northern quarter of Butler Counties. Still in the D2 severe drought category, all of Winnesheet County, almost all of Franklin and Worth Counties, southern three-quarters of Butler County, northeast half of Fayette County, north half of Mitchell County, northeast two-thirds of Howard County, and western two-thirds of Cerro Gordo County. Because of the persisting drought, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has declared 24 Iowa counties as natural disaster areas, making farmers in those counties and those in contiguous counties eligible to apply for emergency assistance. Primary counties include Floyd, Chickasaw, Bremer, Butler, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Howard, Mitchell, Winnesheek, and Worth counties. Contiguous counties include Allamakee, Hancock, and Winnebago. 2 days after a petition was launched to have him fired over a social media post involving a fatal motorcycle crash, the North Iowa Sheriff's deputy at the center of the controversy has resigned. 22-year-old Alan Schaefer of Mason City was killed early Sunday morning, March 31st, when his motorcycle collided with a deer northeast of Mason City. Friends of Schaefer and community members accused Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Deputy Randall Jensen of posting an insensitive photo of the fatality with an unprofessional caption on his personal Snapchat. A photo, censored with red scribbles, was posted to the Snapchat story account of Russ Jensen. An online petition asking the county to fire Jensen was then started. At about noon on Friday, Sheriff Kevin Pals issued the following statement. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office initiated an investigation on April 4, 2024, into an alleged posting of an accident scene photo that was sent out to members of the public by a deputy sheriff. The deputy sheriff has resigned his position with the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office effective today. Again, that was issued on Friday. Over 3,700 people had signed the petition to fire Jensen. The new NIAC Career Academy in Charles City is getting closer to completion. Construction started just over a year ago as NIAC prepares to offer career technical education to high school students from 7 area school districts.
Riceville, Osage, Charles City, Red Rockford, Marble Rock, Nashua Plainfield, North Butler, and Clarksville.
That's NIAC President Steve Schultz, who will see the Career Academy finished before he retires June 28th.
This is the most unique center that has ever been built in Iowa, with 7 school districts and 3 community college boundaries being crossed to offer these opportunities in town. And just really proud of the local school districts, the superintendents and their boards. This doesn't happen without them and their foresight to see that these are some opportunities that we could do together that, quite honestly, we can't afford to do individually.
Schultz says initial CTE courses will include healthcare, construction, IT, and advanced manufacturing, but more collaboration with partner schools is possible down the road.
Is really going to be what needs to happen in the future, just with tax dollars coming in and the pressure on school districts with enrollment. The programs that we struggle with, we can maybe do some things together. You know, we've had some interest in physics. You know, some of the smaller schools don't have 20 kids for a physics class, but two need it. So how do we work together better than maybe we ever have? So I think that's an exciting opportunity moving forward.
Schultz adds they'll still be offering continuing education classes at the NIAC Center after they relocate from their temporary offices in downtown Charles City. High school CTE courses at the Career Academy will be available when students return to school this August. The Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office is advising citizens that they are not involved in a state-sponsored fundraising campaign, although the fundraiser by the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association is legitimate. Many Chickasaw County residents received a donation mailer from the ISSDA with Sheriff Ryan Shaver's name on it. Shaver says his department is not involved, but the ISSDA sends out a blanket letter on behalf of all county sheriffs in Iowa.
I think what sparked this interest in this year, this has gone out. Sheriff Heeman's name was on the previous one. Sheriff Miller, Sheriff Larson, Sheriff Burnett's, you know, all of them before me. And I think people are more in tune to what they're getting in the mail because of all the scams that are coming out and so on and so forth.
Shaver adds that his department is part of the ISSDA and does benefit indirectly from donations in the form of law updates and continued staff training.
Not just deputies, but our dispatch jail staff, our civil staff. It's very informative. We need to have updates every year. We have to have continuing education hours, and they help provide those critical things for us.
The ISSDA also gives back to Iowa Kids.
It's called the Y Camp that's sponsored by ISSDA. It's typically for those children that might not be able to afford to go to summer camp. So the ISSDA sponsors it, and it's a great thing that they do.
Shaver also notes he will not send out a mass mailer to residents asking for donations, but if support is ever needed for a project to be funded without tax dollars, he will ask for donations in a public setting. A bridge replacement project starting today will also mean a road closure about 10 miles southwest of Charles City. The Mason City Construction Office of the Iowa DOT says the Iowa Highway 14 bridge over Flood Creek between Floyd County Roads B-45 and B-60 near Roseville will be closed for replacement beginning today. Work is expected to continue until late October, weather permitting. While the roadway is closed, motorists will follow a marked detour route by traveling on Floyd County Road B-45 for 4 miles, Floyd County Road T-26 for 6.5 miles through the town of Marble Rock, and 3 miles on Floyd County Road B-60. A separate bridge replacement project starting today will interrupt the traffic flow on U.S. Highway 18 between New Hampton and Charles City. The New Hampton Construction Office of the Iowa DOT says work is scheduled to start today to replace a bridge over Winters Lake Overflow about 3 miles east of Chickasaw County Road T-76. The project is expected to wrap up in early October, weather permitting. During the closure, you will be detoured around the work zone using Chickasaw County Roads T-76, B-57, and B-14. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.